As the federal investigation continues into possible conflicts of interest and bid rigging with Governor Andrew Cuomo's economic development plan for the region, Brown says he expects Solar City will proceed on schedule.
I don't think anybody wants to see corruption in government. So when there are issues, when there are concerns, it makes sense for investigations to go forward. But I don't see it at all having an impact on the Solar City project.
Peter Cutler, a former member of both the Cuomo and Brown administrations, was subpoenaed recently. But Brown says he knows, quote, Cutler is not involved in any concern regarding Solar City. And he says all the Buffalo Billion projects are moving forward and delivering as expected.
And so I think that's what the community should be mindful of. While there are investigations, and sometimes in any organization that could potentially take place, it will not slow or stop the Buffalo Billion projects or those resources from moving forward in our community.
And even though Solar City's stock price has taken a big hit recently, Brown says he's still confident the company will produce 3,000 new jobs for the community at its new mega factory in South Buffalo. Chris Kaye, WBFO News.